Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hello, it's me and it's Cuddle Club. I've just been to LA, so I'm a little bit louder, okay. Actually, funny story, I only got one libel suit against me when I went to LA for 7 days. I'd just been to a lovely meditation thing, so I came out really zen, and then this guy is like, it's $15 for the car park, and I was like, no it isn't, I've only been here an hour, you're allowed to park for an hour for free, and he's like, no, and I was like, you can't sneak me, you shark. And anyway, we got into a row, I started filming him, and he thought that I was going to put it on social media. He said he's got my number plate and he's gonna take me to court and sue me. I mean, it was ridiculous. But after a meditation, he really ruined my zen. But that's not what Cuddle Club's about. Oh, I met Mickey Mouse, of course. And it was magical, yes, but you can't get away from the fact it's a very short actor in a costume. You are thinking, he is under there then. Oh God, I asked him for, like, they'd be very family out there, you know. And then I said, put my leg up, and I said, you know, maybe time for a quick sexy one. And Mickey shook his head and said no, and I felt like I really sullied the atmosphere. Time for a quick sexy one, no, Mickey said no. It was very embarrassing. This week we've got Lucy Beaumont on. She's very funny. I had a lovely chat with her. She is on tour, and you can watch Meet the Richardson on Dave. I love Dave. You can watch her show on Channel 4. I love Channel 4. I love her shows. The show on Channel 4 is with her. Well, they're both actually with her husband. Anyway, it's time for a podcast, and that podcast is Cuddle Club. Love you, bye. Lucy Beaumont, hello.
Hello, hello.
Guess what? We're both on the channel Dave.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Big up. Yours is the highest rated show.
Oh, right.
And our one is kind of second if you don't include acquisition QI.
Right.
So, you know, we're sort of neck and neck, really. We're friends on the show.
Amazing. But then we aren't as popular as Ice Truckers, either of us.
Hang on, Ice Truckers, is
that
on
gets
Dave?
More than us, yeah.
Oh, I must have just been going on Comedy Figures.
Oh, right. Oh, right. No, I want to be up against...
Oh, that's good.
HGBs.
Yeah. So Ice Truckers, that's who we've got to...
That's who we've got to be, yeah.
Ice Truckers. Yeah, that's a tricky competition. So it's just trucks going along the ice.
I've not watched it. Obviously, I'm jealous of
the success. Yeah, you don't want to give them any more hits. Yeah.
But I might watch it at some point. But I mean, it's definitely about ice and trucks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. That's the, have you ever considered sort of bringing an element of ice and trucks into Meet the Richardson?
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
No, well, something to take home.
Okay, yeah. Have you ever thought about bringing Meet the Richardsons into yours?
Oh, that's...
You can borrow my bum if you want.
Oh, I'd love to. And then you've got another show, which is about comedian couples.
Yeah.
If I've had a hookup with a comedian,
yeah,
like 10 years ago, maybe we could come on.
That'd be great. Mm. You don't have to be in a relationship.
Oh, do you not?
You can just pretend.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, who would I go for?
Ooh. Could I see you with?
Good quizzy.
I don't know you well enough to know your type, really.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Yeah. That's quite a proper man, isn't it? Really?
Long hair, it's maybe got a skateboard or a boogie board, something like that.
Oh, right. So do you like going to Cornwall that's full of those men?
That's a lifestyle choice. Sometimes I like going to Cornwall, yeah.
I can see you in Cornwall with a man like that.
Maybe there's a comedian from Cornwall or something. You know it's called Meet the Richardsons?
Yeah.
Have you got that surname as well?
No.
No.
Oh, on the marriage certificate, of course.
Is it?
But not on my passport. Because someone told me that when we got married, it stuck in my head that someone told me that marriage used to be that you would be sold for sheep.
Right.
Did you know that?
Just that it rings a bell.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I don't want to be like sold for sheep. Yeah. You know, I want to keep my own name. I don't want someone else's name. And then did you know the other thing that stuck with me? I didn't know, but there is like quite a lot of instances of... sorry, I made that word quite longer than it is. Of cats eating their owners.
Right.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I'm obsessed with my two cats. So that's quite interesting. And I cried when I FaceTimed them from holiday.
Oh, no, that's not.
No, it's not normal, is it?
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, yeah. But so there we go. I think I'm just sort of placing my emotions onto the cats, you know, in lieu of anything else.
Well, right, you're helicopter parenting.
Mm, yeah.
They'll never go to university.
If you FaceTimed your kid, would you cry?
No.
Really?
No. I'm away at the moment, but she's with the better parent. Right, when I'm away, I'm okay because I know she's with the more responsible parent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've always gone away, but I've never been away from her more than 4 nights.
I should have asked you about the tour actually, but it's never too late. Yeah. What is your tour about?
Well, it's called The Trouble and Strife, and I'm letting loose. It's a bit wrong, really. Not in like a rude way. It's just I think I've got to that age where I don't sort of give a shit, what, you know. But it's just an hour of fun, mostly me talking about the mistakes I've made. But it's based on one massive mistake I made. And me trying to desperately get out of it.
Trouble and Strife, that is rhyming slang for wife?
I think so.
But is that about, so it's about your relationship?
That is part of it,
big,
yes.
Big mistake that you made in that or not? Getting married.
Yeah. Marriage is a mistake. Yeah.
No.
No, of course it is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been married?
7 years.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
You probably stick at it now.
8 years, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you stick at it. It's after seven, so.
Yeah.
Although we change every 7 years, so you might leave at 14, but hopefully not.
Yeah, like I'm happy to stay in the marriage for longer. I mean, I would like, if there was a time, say, 70 or 80, if John died and I was like, quite healthy, I would like a second relationship with a younger man.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be nice to just know, oh, there's a bit of breathing space further down the line.
When he dies.
Yeah. if he dies first.
Yeah.
You do wonder, though. That's the thing you wonder the most, being married, like who's going to die first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And who are you hoping for him, really?
I'm happy to go first.
Yeah.
Only if, you know, obviously my health deteriorates, then I'd rather go first. But if he goes first and my health doesn't deteriorate, I would like to meet a younger man and spend the last sort of 10, 15 years sort of, you know, just enjoying myself sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. And I think actually as we get older, we should probably try all the drugs as well, like when we've got nothing left to...
I've done all the drugs.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Right, yeah.
Apart from heroin.
Something to try when you're 76.
That does send you to sleep, apparently, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think when we're 76, just try a bit of smack.
Yeah, you probably won't even register when you're that old, will it?
No, but, you know, you got your toy boy, you got your motorbike, you got your heroin.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to go.
One of those residential areas.
Come on, let us in. Are you ready for the touch quiz?
I am. As ready as I'll ever be.
You've got 5 questions.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to think about what I'm touching right now. It's not rude. Okay. It's quite hard.
Okay, go.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, I go. Because I'm asking you questions.
Yeah, you're
but I only get 5.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know, it's tricky.
But you're not touching anything at the moment.
No.
Is it metaphorically?
Yeah, yeah. It's just in my mind. I'm thinking about touching it now. It's probably the hardest thing you've ever done. Have you gone on Mastermind yet?
No.
Okay, well, this is a bit like...
I like that you've even asked me that.
You're a very clever lady.
In some respects, but in retaining knowledge, no.
Oh, no, I'm terrible at that. That's my bit. I can't remember anything. But...
What are you touching?
Yeah, what am I touching? Five questions.
Is it a ball?
No, but if a ball is a toy, it's in the same ballpark. Yeah.
Is it a teddy bear?
No. Oh, it's on the... It's really similar, but it's probably made of plastic. And it's something that was really big maybe about 12 years ago.
And it's a toy. And it was big 12 years ago.
Maybe. It could have been something like that.
What, so like before the Conservative government got in?
I think so, yeah. I think so. In a better time.
Is it... and it's a toy and it's made of plastic.
I think it's plastic. Yeah, it's pretty... I'm pretty sure it's plastic.
Christ.
It was like all the thing about... Bear in mind, I haven't got children, so I heard about this toy and normally I wouldn't.
Oh, like a Buzz Lightyear.
It spells Lightyear.
Is it? Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, really good stuff, actually.
It's quite an iconic toy, that, wasn't it? It sold out everywhere.
That was really good, actually, and you got that in three.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, go on, tell us this one. Yeah. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
No.
Well, you're going to have to be.
Okay.
How many keepy cups have you lost?
I've got a cupboard full of, like, either... half cups or half lid. Sometimes I've just got the lid.
Yeah.
Sometimes like a water bottle, like
it's water so bottles, annoying.
Lids.
It is worse for the environment.
It's just to store them all.
Yeah. Why do some men never get bored by the same football team, but they do by the same girlfriend?
Well, the girlfriend was probably boring. Mm. Yeah.
And you don't think Arsenal are boring?
No, not to men who... Because I think football is a way for men to touch each other and stare at other men.
Yeah.
I think there's a sort of a homoerotic side to football that people don't sort of talk about.
And rugby, definitely.
Oh, that's too far. I don't understand sport. I just wish it wasn't around. I don't like it.
That's a shame, because the next question is, what Olympic sport would you enter or train for if you had to?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would criminalise it.
Would you?
Yeah. I criminalise it in everyone who's gone to Loughborough University.
You'd only make
it... study sport. Oh. If you go to university and study sport, I think something's really gone wrong in your life.
I think you must push it. I think you'd push it underground. I think you would.
Well, that's
okay. There must be one good sport. Ping pong.
No, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
I love it.
You like ping pong?
I love whipping around that table, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And people look ridiculous playing it.
I know, I do. You don't like any sport. How do you keep fit? You're very svelte.
I just walk places.
Yeah, I've heard of walking. Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, right, now you have to guess what this song is, and I'm just going to be using the word cuddle. This is really hard because I'm tone deaf, okay? So I just use... So this is a famous song.
Right.
There's no way you'll get it.
Okay.
Okay, and I just think... Okay, I'll just do it. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Any ideas? I'll try and give you more of a clue. Let me just shut my eyes for this. You don't mind if I just shut my eyes, do you?
I don't mind if you shut your eyes.
Lucy's not taking her coat off. I think that speaks volumes. She wants out and she can do a runner. Okay. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Oh, God, I've done it wrong, haven't I? The tune.
That's the tune, right. So far.
Okay, that's the wrong tune. Okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, that is the wrong tune. Okay, right there. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Any ideas?
Is it like Highway to Hell?
It's Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah.
You're being
kind. I'm sorry, I didn't
know. Can you
know
sing?
I can sing quietly, but then if I have to sing loud, it's out of tune.
There must be some need for a quiet singer somewhere.
Yeah, because some people don't like loud noises, do they?
Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
How romantic are you?
I don't think I'm very romantic.
Can we say what you said before the record?
That I haven't had a sexual thought for 10 years.
I know that's not romance, but it's all under the similar umbrella, isn't it?
Well, you know, you say about cuddles. Mm. Actually, what I've realised. Mm. I like to cuddle people and it always feels awkward. There's so many people that have said to me, it was really awkward when you cuddled me.
Really?
Yeah, and I think I know why. Because I'm 5'1", I can't really, I sort of cuddle them around their waist.
Right, yeah.
Or like round, sometimes like round their leg, you know.
Yeah.
I can't cuddle them. I'm not usually the same height as other people, so I can't sort of like give them, you know, cuddle them and give them a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Sort of go in too low.
Right.
You know, I think that's what it is.
I gave you a hug, hello, and I thought it was absolutely normal and lovely and very quite warm, actually.
It was quite professional, though, wasn't
it? Oh, was it?
Well, I didn't cling on to
you,
did I?
No, you didn't cling on. More's the pity. But it was, well, it didn't sort of register anything weird about
it. Oh, that's good. Oh, thank you.
And I do have some friends who are quite stiff when you hug them.
Oh, really?
And it is quite awkward.
Mm.
And I didn't feel like that, so.
But you like to cuddle.
Yeah. So you're dead from the waist down, is that what you're saying?
I like that you want to have sex with people.
Well, not all the time, and I go through phases.
I understand why people would, but it's not for me anymore. I'm more interested in tea towels.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, it's a big one coming up. Okay. What were your family like? Okay, why are you doing stand-up, I guess?
Well, I mean, it was the 80s and 90s, so everyone's family was
not
quite right, was it? But I'd say warm-hearted and confrontational. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Did you have instant whip for pudding?
Oh, yeah. Miracle whip.
Yeah. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you see The Guardian yesterday?
No.
Had done an article. I really like The Guardian. And every now and again they do an article and you think, oh, God.
What was it? So
it was just... basically, their version, what they thought it was let's look back on a retrospective of 70s and 80s food.
Mm.
But what it actually was they'd interviewed very middle-class people who are really successful in their field, who were basically making fun of processed food as if it was only around in the 80s. It's stuff that is around now that people have to eat because they can't afford.
Yeah.
Like free Bentos pies. They were like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Like, as if it was like, that's, people still eat that now. And like marrow fat peas. And
It was
so mean. A pot of noodles. They made a very successful lady go back and eat the packet noodles.
I love them. I still eat them now.
Well, I know. This is it.
I still eat them all the time. They're so quick to cook. You can cook them in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're in a hotel room, you can cook them with no pot. Come on.
Yeah.
I love all your tweets, by the way. I just remembered that. You're very, like, active and campaign for stuff that I think is really important.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Okay. Have you ever had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
I think I gave a weird cuddle to a boy that I used to go out with because I sniffed his hair.
Oh, that's nice.
He broke up with me and I gave him a cuddle, but then sniffed his hair.
Oh, no.
And I've never, ever, ever forgiven myself for it.
And he knew that you sniffed?
Yeah.
Because
his hair smelled nice.
Yeah, it's just a quick one on the way out. Yeah.
I like the smell of people's houses. You know, sometimes people's houses have got... Really, I mean, sometimes they haven't.
Do you know what John Robbins, who you know, my friend and yours, I turned up at a thing one time and he went, oh, you smell of your kittens. What? And I had to dig down a bit deeper because I thought, what the hell? I don't want to smell like an animal. And the kittens often smell of incense from my flat.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so I think I just smell of my flat, basically, of incense and stuff.
Have you had a litter tray? It's got not a bad smell, but you can smell like a litter tray.
No, it's the litter trays that are tucked in a building. They have to climb through the door.
Right. Oh, that's...
And then I don't think I smell like a litter tray.
Oh no.
I would say have a quick sniff, but I forgot to put a perfume on, so it's a risky business.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough.
Okay, today's episode of Cuddle Club is brought to you by the National Lottery. Have you heard of it? You have. They've asked us to dive into a question that's, well, we've all been thinking about at one point or another. What would you do if you won the jackpot on the National Lottery? And to discuss this with me, I've got a man from the bedroom next door. That sounds dodgy.
It doesn't sound dodgy. That's perfect. Let's keep our bedrooms separate.
Yeah.
That's one of my rules.
Well, look, you said that many moons ago, and I barely go in there, do I?
No, you don't. Very respectful.
Very respectful. It's my flatmate and one of my best friends, Luke McQueen. Hello.
Hello, dear, from the lounge.
Tricky booking to drag you through to the other room.
Yeah, well, it was difficult to say I was busy, what with me being in the room next door.
Right, okay, imagine if you will, you've just won the National Lottery jackpot. What's the first thing that you do?
I think I would tell my worst enemy, James Gardner, and I'd message my ex-girlfriend who left me for James Gardner because he's got an expensive car.
Right.
So I'd tell them to, and then I'd buy a car that's more expensive. That's them two sorted.
That's that sorted. You wouldn't be able to drive the car per se, would you?
No, I wouldn't be able to drive because I can't drive. So I'd buy a slightly more expensive car and then I would sort of smash it. I just feel myself smashing it up. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a real sort of show of might.
Yeah.
How would you celebrate winning the National Lottery? Would you have a full-on blowout?
Hawaii, baby.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, baby. I would take my closest friends, no enemies for me, just my closest friends to Hawaii. You've got a ticket.
Oh, lovely.
It is a lot to organise when there's a lot of people on holiday, but it would be really fun. And I'd get a PA straight away.
That's a really good idea.
Do you think I'm booking the ticket to Hawaii, baby? No, my new PA is Michael. Oh, dear. You don't mind if Michael comes round, do you?
Oh, Michael's very welcome. Is he like a shared PA? Does he do stuff for me as well?
Yeah, he wouldn't mind, but he does prioritise my stuff. But, he can be a dual PA.
That's fair enough. If you could use your National Lottery winnings to make something genuinely wild happen, what would it be?
Adventure, animal, skate park for male models.
Adventure, animal, skate park. Does that mean like, are the animals models and are they skating?
No, it's like a big skate park, an amazing skate park, but it's also got rides.
And animals.
Animals, yeah. Animals. There's lions roaming around. That's thrill. No, I don't actually agree with zoos. So it's going to be the cutest animal park where they have so much room to roam. Then there's a water park, animals, skate park.
Yeah.
Lovely. And then the opening night, I'm afraid it's just male models.
Right. Yeah. I think that's fantastic, to be fair.
What does your first holiday look like as a National Lottery winner?
I think I'd go somewhere fairly close, like Greece. I would go on my own and I'd hire like a sort of 5-6 bedroom villa out. And I just text people and say, if you want to come out, let me know. I'll sort everything out and just have a month-long celebration.
Can I come?
Yeah, yeah. I'll text you straight away and say, yeah, I'm in Greece.
I think I'd know, actually.
I wouldn't tell you.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The first I'd hear of it is a text.
Yeah. Would that annoy you if I'd not told you before I flew?
I think it's nice if you told me when you were here. But also, I'd be a bit annoyed if you went to Greece because I'd be like, well, now I've got to be in for the cats the whole time.
nightmare.
That is when the cats become a bit annoying. I don't know, maybe we're getting rid of the cats.
No, Michael's going to look after
them. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll give them to Michael. Problem solved.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
God, I'd love to win the national lottery.
Me too.
I would help people. Put that on record. I would help people.
What sort of causes would you choose to support?
Yeah, you know, I'm not keeping it that light here, but I would help women in coercive relationships because sometimes financially they've got nowhere to go.
So what about the actual winning ticket, Lou? Where would you keep it?
I'd probably keep it just above my Taskmaster head, sort of in the winning area of all my wins.
The winning corner.
It's just those two things at the moment. But, you know, I am going on Mastermind soon, so I imagine I'll bring home the Mastermind trophy as well. Where would you keep it?
Well, yeah, I've not really got a winning corner.
Well, you did come second in Pointless, that you don't get a trophy for that.
You don't get a trophy for second.
But, you know, in your bedroom, you've got loads of pin-ups of, like, Melinda Messenger and Total Babes and stuff. You can put it just under there.
Yeah, I'll just put it under Melinda Messenger's bosom. Yeah.
Because I saw her at the airport once and she's an absolute. Didn't you see her?
I saw her at an airport, yeah. Oh, we were together.
Yeah, I think we were together. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Luke McQueen. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us imagine a life where we become overnight millionaires. We would do a lot of good with the money, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And thanks to the National Lottery for allowing us to live out a full, well, new life of newfound riches. I know I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to pop my lucky numbers in and make it a reality. So remember, the National Lottery, it's where your numbers make amazing happen. Whether that's a big jackpot win or helping the National Lottery causes across the country continue with the amazing work they do. Well, you could put this music under anything. Have you got any health complaints? You must have one.
No, just quite short. Does that count?
I don't think it's in the book.
I think
you've got no health complaints.
No, I think my legs are arms without fingers.
Right.
I honestly don't think my legs
are. Let me just write that down. Legs are arms without fingers. I'm just going to see if it's in the book, okay? Louise O'Hay, lovely woman, and she can diagnose what's wrong with you spiritually from your physical complaints.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you really not got any physical health complaints? Issues?
What, like diabetes? Like, and
or just like a sore elbow, you know, tennis elbow.
I don't play tennis.
No.
Like sport.
Gammy ear. That's one of mine.
You got a gammy ear?
No, not now, but I did have.
In what way was it gammy?
Well, let's not go into it. But like, you know, ingrown toenail.
Not anymore. I did have one when I was a kid.
A kid? No.
Like now?
Yeah, I'm really looking for something, you know.
I think sometimes my poo could be more solid.
Right. Okay, so what will we say that? Diarrhea?
It's not really diarrhea. It's just
I'm loose. Putting you down for diarrhea.
I'm not worried about it too much, but I'm just keeping an eye on it. So it's just
well, you, oh, also, I'm really pushing you for something, aren't I? Bedwetting, that's here, Bell's palsy.
Sometimes I wee myself.
Do you actually? Yeah. Well, you've got to. I mean, you've not got to, but you've got, Lucy, you've got to these days. Anyone is anyone. Okay, bladder problems. I go to the toilet all the time, too much, actually. Yeah, just sharing because make you feel good.
Do you have a lot of caffeine?
Yeah, but I was just sort of sharing, make you feel better about.
Right.
Pissing yourself. Wasn't trying
to. Do you think I should have some health problems?
No. God, no. I think it's brilliant that you haven't. Bladder problems, anxiety, holding on to old ideas, fear of letting go, being pissed off. Now, and this one, it doesn't tell you the thing to say. I've usually brought the book with me and it'll say, like, I let go with love or something. It's probably that.
Oh, right.
I trust the process of life.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, well, because like, say, like, if you get a sore throat a lot, it's because you're not saying what you really want to say.
Yeah, it's
fascinating, isn't it?
It's really interesting. And I did, I have actually solved cancer with this.
Well, some people can smell cancer on people.
Yeah, usually dogs, I think. It's usually dogs, yeah, but.
No, I think there was a woman.
Really?
Who
could smell cancer.
Yeah.
Wow, good on her.
She went on holiday and she just kept smelling cancer.
Ruining everyone's holiday. Bloody hell. She'll be in demand, won't she?
Yeah, I want to beat her.
What a horrible job. You've got cancer, you've got cancer, you've got cancer.
I'll be off at 5. I've just got 300 to get through. Oh, dear. I suppose some of them wouldn't have. Okay. Now it's time for Alain de Botain. Do you know this guy?
No.
Okay. If you were in a city and had to choose between a good meal and a bad hotel, or a bad meal and a good hotel, which would you prefer? And that's from Alan.
Wow.
Mm. He asked the big stuff.
Good hotel, because, yeah, definitely a good hotel. Because I've got issues with like sleeping, and it needs to be completely dark and no sound
really
at all. Like if it's low level humming,
yeah,
I'll be awake all night. I won't sleep at all. Yeah.
Do you ever try the apps? I mean, not Tinder. The apps of like
probably would help.
No, the ones like sleep hypnosis. I use those.
No, I don't use anything. I prefer to just panic.
Yeah. Just spiral.
And I like those silicone earplugs. When I lose them, I get a bit panicked. I did get one of them silicone earplugs stuck in my ear. Yeah, it had to be surgically removed. Yeah.
Yuck.
In fact, I had to go to two different doctors to get it out.
Wow.
They couldn't get it out in A&E, and I was totally deaf.
No.
I thought she asked me if I'm allergic to dogs, but she was saying drugs.
I'm like, oh, wow.
That's how... You know, completely.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I quite liked it. Why? I don't know. I like the feeling of something. I've been a bit shut off, you know.
Oh, no. Really?
When I got out, I was like, oh, I sort of missed it a little. Because it just sort of, it meant I could still hear noise, but not as much. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
But it had to come out, obviously. Yeah. What was this? Oh, good meal. Yeah, no, a good hotel.
Yeah, same, because you're in the hotel for longer than the meal. And as we know, I can have super noodles.
Yeah.
With the kettle, yeah. And that to me is a good meal anyway.
That they piss in, that they say, don't they?
They do say that. And every time I use a hotel kettle, I think, please. But what's the fun in pissing in a kettle? Like, I don't understand it.
Well, I think it's a self-fulfilling, because I think now people will piss in them because they heard that people do.
But then I think hopefully there's been enough time before one person's pissed in it to... You know, 4 or 5 people using the kettle a couple of times, and then you're scot-free.
Yeah. I've never pissed in it.
No, but then I was just thinking maybe I should be the one that pissed in it, just statistically, so that, less likely to get someone else's piss.
I wouldn't mind drinking your piss.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing I've ever said.
In a kettle, because I would just boil it. I've never checked a kettle.
Not the whole glass, but, remnants of.
I would boil it in the kettle, and then I won't volunteer to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, ugh.
Because then
if I put, if I made a coffee with it or something, I'm sure it'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's meant to be sterilised.
It's homeopathy at that stage.
Yeah.
Levels, you know.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing anyone said to me. Thank you.
Oh, maybe I am romantic.
Oh my God, I think you are. I think when
I'd boil your piss and drink it.
I think I bring out your romantic side.
You do?
Would you say that?
Yeah.
I'd say that actually, yeah.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Do you know what you're playing for? I should have told you this at the beginning. A meet and greet with my kittens.
But really, or is this like one of those things where you say it is and then you don't really do it?
Really, meet and greet with my kittens.
What, are they here now?
No.
What, so when, well, if I win, when do I get
you've
to meet?
You've got to win.
But when, what, like, what's the time
scale?
Well,
at the end of the series, by then, they're not going to be kittens then, because they're already...
Well, then that's
old.
Already.
Yeah. Well, meet and greet my kittens when they're cats.
Well, but then you should say
that. Yeah, I should say that,
because
it's terms and conditions.
See,
you've got to check the T's and C's.
Everyone wants to meet a kitten.
Well, you've got to check the T's and C's.
Okay.
They're quite big now, even, because they're quite fat, because I overfeed them.
Why are you doing that?
Because
to them?
I just love them, and I want them to...
But they'll die early.
No. No, only one of them's fat, actually. But the breed they are...
So it's taking food off the other one?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. I tried to get those plates that are microchip, but I think I got mugged off because they're just normal plastic bowls and there's no reading of a microchip there. So, I let them plough on. There's only one of them's fat, one of them's skinny. But they're big boys because they're ragdolls, you know?
Like the breed, the ragdoll.
Yeah,
I've only recently heard about this. I didn't know there was
you can't get allergic to them.
Wow.
Well, you can, but I don't. But and also they follow you around. I got the sort of breed that followed you around a bit.
I've heard they do. Oh, that's I'm going to get one of them.
It makes you feel like they love you, but then when you've got the cat sitter in, they're sort of following her around as well.
Oh, that's really, yeah, that's a bit off. Horrible, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, she is nice. They never let me pick them up and cuddle them, but then she picked them up day one. It was technique. I was doing it by the tail. No, I wasn't, but I didn't have a good technique. And then Julie Day showed me.
And how do you pick them up?
You've got to hold the bum underneath.
Yeah.
And then paws sort of over the shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this podcast, I've just spent a lot of time talking about my cats, really. Quick question at the end. What's life all about?
I think it's about pain.
Okay, yeah.
With small moments of joy.
Right, so mainly like 90% pain.
Yeah, I think people think we're here to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that's the wrong way to think.
Right. Really?
Yeah. I think,
really?
I think it's meant to be a massive endurance. We're just a big petri dish of bacteria.
Yeah.
That's just going to go through painful events. And if you manage to find some joy in that, then that is enough. Then you should just be pleased with that,
yeah,
small amount of joy.
And have you always thought that way?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you say you're quite pessimistic then?
No, I think...
That's just realistic?
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you find the joy?
I just like watch telly.
Yeah,
like,
watch TV. Watch Meet the Richardsons.
I do like, find the joy from laughter.
Yeah.
No, honestly, but that is quite corny, isn't it?
You're on tour, so hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be some there.
Yeah, paid laughter.
Paid laughter.
If you pay for laughter, that's
You've got to
joy.
Receive it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't really get to are you cuddly, but I think you are quite cuddly.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Maybe you find your younger guy now sort of thing.
Yeah, to cuddle.
Bit on the side.
Yeah.
Actually, ethically, that's probably not great.
No. If you don't mind, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. And actually, I think John's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
So maybe just sort of wait it out.
But I keep an eye out.
Keep an eye on his ticker. Just see, you know, any areas of weakness. Don't tell him about Louise O'Hay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Where can people get tickets to your tour show?
I don't know.
That's the thing, yeah.
No, I do know. On my website.
Yeah, that's Lucy Beaumont.
Oh, like you could just Google.
Just Google. Like, I know, we don't want to hand hold them too much because it's just like, well, they have to have a degree of sort of autonomy in this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's not hard to Google Lucy Beaumont and find out if the tour is near them.
Yeah, we need some bit of fight in them as well.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, what? She's not desperate. She's not going to list all of her tour dates.
And I want you to come, but if you don't come, I don't mind.
Yeah. And everyone can enjoy Meet the Richardsons. That's at Top Spot. And I don't even mind. And then your Channel 4 show, people can see. Where can people see that? Channel 4.
Oh, yeah, Odd Couple.
And if I get together with a comedian, I'll just let you know, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to have you.
Right. Imagine if I text you going, I'm going out with Johnny Vegas. When do we get on? Something to think about, anyway. Thank you so much. It was really nice to chat to you.
It was lovely to chat to you.
Okay, and this is the outro. Happy outro. Look, if you, like I say, you can check Lucy Beaumont out. She's on Twitter, I think Instagram, but I'm not sure. And you can go see her tour. And you can follow us on Instagram online. And we are Cuddle Club Pod. And just really, thanks for all the good times, guys.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.